So that does bring us to the end of the agenda topics, and it's now really to sum up where I think we've been over this last 2 days, and quite frankly, we've covered such an incredibly broad area that I think that it is quite hard to sum up and think back what we were doing yesterday morning. I have attempted to do that with some of my notes, so I will attempt to read from my notes, if I can actually get them up properly here. Come here. These are wonderful when they work properly for me. There we go. So, and I think that although I hadn't thought about it when we first started off, very clearly the theme has been the theme of the ISB around better communication. So much of what we've talked about is about better communication. And how I've summed it up and what we, I think that we probably want to communicate to the foundation, the board and the trustees, is the dialogue that we had with Svine, that financial reporting is the basis of range of other, this is what I picked up, of other tools from a regulatory basis. Those are not useful if the accounting is flawed, that the FSB is a strong supporter of the work on IFRS 17 and IFRS 9. Without extra disclosures, financial reporting is not enough. It's important that the right information is produced and acknowledge that it is difficult to come to judgments. However, relevant information is going to stand the system in good stead. Recognition from Svine that adjustment, there are adjustment challenges for entities, and an implementation period length is important, but he'd rather have clarity about the direction. Then, and I think a really important point that he brought out, that if new rules do see volatility that not previously seen, then that is the responsibilities of the prudential to set where they go from there. And the key themes I've noted that came out from the breakout sessions around the stability, again, better communication. Nothing is transparent unless it is explained. Broad support for the role of the IFRS in financial stability, but make sure we explain what fostering means. Stability is a byproduct of what we do. Transparency is important. We must communicate about it. Work with the regulators, as we are doing, but make sure we communicate that we've done so. Consider how stability and works with the other projects that we're doing, wider corporate reporting and disclosure, and consider financial disclosures in the frame of the wider disclosures in relation to financial stability. I then noted from the next agenda item in terms of the board and foundation activities. Hans focused very much on the imminent release of 17, as well as on the research project on non-GAAP measures and the wider corporate reporting project as the key aspects being considered by the board at the moment, or of issue. Yale talked about the foundation and presented the 2017 work plan, and I've noted that we, and it was me, and I'm hoping it was you, acknowledge the progress made around the clarity and focus of the work plan and the creation of performance measures. And then we received the private briefing from Ben around where the new website was headed, and I've jotted down here that council members had a slight concern, or there was a concern expressed about the lack of, and I've used the term grandfathering, information on the old website. Members' communication, thank you, Roxana. ESMA presentation, read the taxonomy. I've noted down here that there were a number of questions and comments about extension and the dichotomy between extensions and standardisation and principle-based standards. Yale and Rita noted that they were grappling with that right now, and there is potentially something that the Advisory Council could add value to that, and I'll come to that when we come to potential future agenda items. And the IP around the taxonomy again, which was covered. We also should note to the trustees, the information that Goro shared with us about the Asia Oceania office. I've then noted for the education initiative in terms of the good presentation that we had around the initiatives that are being done and the feedback summary, that there were very definitely divergent views from council members. However, there was no disagreement with the four themes, I think is the way I picked it up, that there seemed to be different requirements in different jurisdictions and we need to take account of that. There's clear message to focus resource on areas where we can make a difference and not sharing with others in that area. And I've written better communication and more clarity around the focus of the education initiative re-revenue generation, which is coming to my better communication aspects of what has been said, and potentially more clarity around what we mean by education and thinking about communicating what we mean, because everyone has different thoughts about that. And communicate about the weight of authority of the education material, and that there is broad support for the governance education role, and perhaps we need to identify the needs better and work with other organisations around that governance role. Item six, the commercial arrangements, and I hope you're jotting down things to disagree with me a bit later. Commercial arrangements and royalty, that we as the council acknowledged the good progress in the area. We broadly supported the guiding principles with a few comments about the real ability to separate Part A from Part B. We acknowledged and supported the approach re-IP as our major asset, and that value to the foundation is in delivering our material and use our unique brand, and the licensee adds something to our product and brand. We should never be in the position that we are competing with our licensees. We acknowledged the need to balance between public interest and the commercial imperative. We discussed the goal of 30% and noted the FASB model, and perhaps further discussion is warranted around the generation of funding and the balance between the two. Materiality practice statements, communications strategy, what I've noted is that we had some serious thoughts for the team in terms of the timing of that release, if they want it to be adopted, thought about for December year ends. It is an important document and it is a big exercise to revise statements. It is, in terms of the communications, basically a promotions and marketing exercise. Suggestion to engage with audit committee and non-executive directors. There was concern expressed around the regulators' need to accept the practical change. However, there was also acknowledgement that it is not the regulators that dictate disclosures and materiality, it is the preparers. In terms of wider corporate reporting, I noted that the themes of the feedback were acknowledging that it is definitely becoming more important, with the proviso of needing more information and therefore we support more research, that the ISB should not be writing on its own integrated reporting standards. There is currently little support for revising the management commentary practice statement without further research to make that determination. There is definitely, though, a role for the ISB in the future of this type of wider corporate reporting, involved potentially in the consensus and the relevance of it. The role is not yet clear, potentially working with corporate dialogue or partnering with another body, but there is no doubt that the ISB can bring robustness to the current proliferation of requirements or options. The principles of disclosure, outreach strategy, and I must have been hungry because I didn't have many notes on this, consider doing in conjunction with materiality outreach, ensure it is focused for the audience, and consider how best to get engagement with a discussion paper as opposed to an exposure draft. And the communications around implementation activities, much what I said before, supportive of more and better communication, concern re-local interpretation, supportive of the agenda decisions terminology change, what can we do better, the six-monthly publication, they're putting everything together for one particular topic like revenue and explain our decisions better and be careful with using too many different adjectives to explain it. And I think, in my view, that sums up 2 days. However, whether I have that right or wrong, so unless I hear anything different, that is what I propose to put in the chairman's report of this 2 days meeting. So is there anything fundamental that I have, or not even fundamental, that I have missed out? I mean, it's been a fabulous 2 days and extraordinarily full. And I hope and think extraordinarily valuable to the board and the trustees. And they don't think they're nodding just because I'm staring at him. So does anyone have any disagreement with what you'll obviously have an opportunity later when I draft the report, but any disagreement, anything I've missed out or anything you disagree with what I did say? And you are allowed to. No? Okay, Hans, would you like to make a comment in terms of the last 2 days, having heard what I've summed up as?
Yeah, you have done that fabulously at the end of 2 long days. I think it was a very valuable discussion. I think we got a lot of food for thought. Also on the subjects that we were not very specific where we wanted to go, and as a result you could also not give us a very clear yes or no. Like the educational initiative, where I think we have to think a little bit further and then come with more concrete proposals and come back to you at a certain point. But I think all the elements that you discussed are very valuable for us, like not competing with our licensees, being very much aware of possible tension between our public interest function and trying to create self-generated income, the discussion on wider corporate reporting. It was a discussion that was perhaps not all too focused because it's difficult to define and everybody has his own thoughts about it, but it also provided us with food for thought. So I must agree with you. It was two very good days again. Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Hans. And before I bring to a close the formal part of the meeting, and we do have a little bit of administration at the end of this, but in terms of the private meeting, perhaps more than administration, just to bring to a close the formal meeting, I really, really would like to thank each and every one of you as council members for your contribution. Françoise has had to leave, but she said to me just as she went that the last time that the contribution and the value that she sees from the last time that she was sitting here, which was some 2.5 years ago, is just so different, and that it really is, you know, there's very little technical stuff we've talked about. It has been at that strategic level, and we've all been open and sharing with what we've done, and the contribution from just everybody, I think, has been fabulous. I think it has, and I now go on to, it's been helped by, quite frankly, I think the level of the papers and the discussion that the team has brought to us. Somebody commented to me, and I can't remember who it was yesterday, that we're not getting long detailed papers anymore. And in some ways, whoever made that comment made it in a arguably, well, shouldn't we be getting long detailed papers? Whereas in fact, I think that what we are getting now in terms of those slides and keeping it at a high level helps us to keep it at a high level and enable us to give the feedback, strategic feedback at that level. So I think that those papers and the level of those papers has helped us enormously to be able to do that. So I thank the staff and everybody who has contributed to this meeting. And there are two people in particular that I do want to call out, and one is Yale, who is not able to be with us today, and the reason is that her daughter is quite sick, so she wasn't able to join us today. And the second person is Ida, because this will be, she is staying with the ISB, she is not leaving the foundation. However, it has been determined that her role with us, that it is time for other people to take on that role, and that she has given an awful lot to the advisory council, and I undoubtedly have valued incredibly Ida's support and drive, and quite frankly the level of the papers and, you know, getting your contribution and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. A very large part of it has been Ida, and, you know, I talked about unconscious bias and by implication diverse thinking last night at the dinner, and Ida has that. She has that wider ability to think and to think strategically, and I think that the foundation and the advisory council, or through the advisory council, the foundation has benefited enormously from that. So thank you very much, Ida. And at that, yes. But overall, thank everybody who has been involved in setting up and coordinating this meeting. So on that, I formally draw to a close the formal part of this meeting. So at that, if there are any observers still left in the room, I will suggest that we do close this meeting, and we will then have just a few admin things in terms of where we go from here.